Ladies and gentlemen, jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in northwest Pennsylvania. Windy, blustery, windy. 60 mile an hour winds, actually.
If we get cut off air mid-sentence, you know why.
That's right.
I think half the power in the city's been out all day, and we've been fortunate to have ours continue to work. So,
yeah.
But we do have a wind advisory until after the show's over. So,
and we also have a problem. This has not happened to us before. We have an issue where the software for the studio that we use is not syncing up with YouTube. So we're not going to, you'll have this on YouTube. However, it's going to be delayed. It'll be up later. I can't even speak to anyone going on YouTube because there's no one there. I guess if you're listening to this, then you're in the right place. If you're not listening to this, I'm wondering why you're not listening to this. Why am I even talking to you? Anyway, we got a great show lineup for you right now. Lisa Haven, lisahaven.news. By the way, I want to remind everyone, go ahead and despite the troubles here with YouTube, I don't know. I mean, is it a conspiracy? Oh, geez. Do subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just go to HagmanReport.com and subscribe to their YouTube channel and follow us on our social networking sites. That does raise our visibility as well. And, of course, our guest, Lisa Haven from lisahaven.news. Follow her as well. She's got just a tremendous website with a lot of content on it right now. You know, one thing, The Blood in the Streets, Loretta Lynch, Round 2, Look What She Did to President Trump. That's the top on her website, as well as Vault 7, which apparently doesn't exist, at least not according to CNN. And, you know how that goes. It's fake news, apparently. Anyway, Joe, I'm going to toss it to you. Again, we're dark on YouTube, but why am I even mentioning that? Because anyone
can
get
here anyway.
That's right. So
yeah, great to be here tonight. We got a fantastic show lined up for you. We got a guest each hour, and we're going to be hitting some news and current events with our first guest, Lisa Haven. She's been on before, and she's joining us to talk about a number of things. Her website is lisahavennews.net.
Always a crowd pleaser.
Absolutely. Ms. Haven, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me back on.
It's your fault. It's your fault. See, I have to blame it on you.
I know. We'll blame it on the NSA. It's their fault. There we go.
That's right. That's right.
Dang NSA.
Speaking of the NSA, the non-existent, according to CNN and the MSM, Vault 7, interesting releases. Apparently a lot of people owe the conspiracy minded an apology. Yeah, we'll wait for that from you Nimrods out there. Okay, Lisa, I'll tell you what. I started off the show really in a kind of a crusty, crusty attitude last night, and I don't want to do that tonight, so, just bring your smiling face on and your chipper self and start wherever you want, because there's no shortage of news. What's on your radar right now?
No, actually, there is a ton of stuff, like you said, from Vault 7, you know, WikiLeaks dropping that big number. And once again, the mainstream lying media, CNN, saying not a word. Ergo, the reason they are fake to the core. The scandal with Loretta Lynch. That's a nice one. Maybe we'll start there. For those who haven't heard, I mean, this woman, she's always given me the creeps, but, even more so recently, but she came on, and I'm sure you probably played a clip, before, but the United States Senate Democrat Facebook page on February 28th, the very last day of the month there, And I'm going to just quote what she said verbatim, but it is, it's quote, "It has been people, individuals who have banded together, ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done and came together and supported those ideas who have made the difference." Now, she's expanding on an earlier talk about how we need to get our rights back and quoting the founding fathers, which my stomach was turning because our quoting of the founding fathers and hers, hers is a little demented. I'm like, what rights are you talking about, lady? But needless to say, she goes on to say they have marched, talking about the past, you know, and they have bled. And yes, some of them have even died. This is hard. Every good thing is. We have done this before, end quote. We can do this again. So what she's basically done is said, look, people in the past, they've died, they've bled, they've marched, they, you know, causing trouble. I mean, obviously we had 1776. This is what happened, but those people stood for our freedom. Well, she's saying we can go back and do that again, talking about bloodshed and protesting and marching in order to stop Donald Trump. I'm like, She's just promoted violence on the U.S. Senate Democratic Facebook page. I mean, that's what it is. And what I found even more hilarious is I went to, you know, Snopes.com. I don't even know why I go there.
but I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe more for a laugh, right? But oh, yeah. I went there, and the story, they said, is it true that Loretta Lynch said she wanted to start blood in the streets, blah, blah, blah? Well, no. She was only referencing stuff that happened in the past. And I'm like, can I slap them over the head? What does "we can do this again" mean? You know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I just have to say, for the people listening out there, Snopes is run or funded by leftist progressives, George Soros. They are funny. Mickelson and his new wife, the stripper wife, right? I believe. I don't know. They're funded, are they not, by Soros? Tides Foundation?
I believe they might be, yes. I know it's a woman who's a cat woman who started it out of her house or in a. Her and her husband there, but yeah, I mean, she gives a lot of leftist funding to get it together and get it started, and that's the thing. And I mean, it's just a joke. I mean, they say the New World Order doesn't exist. They say, you know, anything that fits the left paradigm there, and I find it's just silly.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to take you off stream there. Yeah, I know that there have been several websites that claim that Snopes is heavily financed by George Soros, and of course questioning the integrity and questioning the agenda, I guess that's the better term, of the Mickelson, I guess is the last name, the people behind it. Anyway, okay, yeah. So Loretta Lynch just going out there and, of course, oh my. Yeah, talking about bloodshed, and it's just not me. I mean, she is kind of promoting this, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you would call it, 100%. I mean, when you're talking about bloodshed in the past, let's go ahead and do this again. That's what it means. But to add a little flame to the fire, I guess, we know Donald Trump came out with his tweets earlier this week saying, you know, that he has been wiretapped by Obama. Well, obviously, I've proved this on a few outlets because it came out in June. I think it was June or July of 2016. Obama submitted to attempt to get his phone wiretapped, as we know, which it was denied then because they had no grounds to actually do it. And the chance of that actually being denied is 0.02%. Like, I looked at some of the figures on that. I'm like, oh, you know, they really have. I mean, it's hard to get something denied, but it got denied. Obviously, because there was no evidence. And then in October, we had Obama, you know, reissuing this order, you know, October 2017, in which reportedly, even the New York Times put it out and others put it out saying it was reportedly granted, you know?
Yes.
And so, And but yet you have the mainstream media still trying to say that that's not the case, it's not going on, and it absolutely did happen. And so now, fast forward a little bit, in order to get that FISA warrant that was signed back in October, well, the Attorney General would have to sign off of that, and that would mean Loretta Lynch had to personally sign off on the FISA warrant to wiretap Donald Trump.
So, yeah, right, right. Yeah.
You know, between her and President, you know, former President Obama, he would have had sent the request in and she would have had to get it signed. So therefore, they were both in on the action there. So in addition to her calling for bloodshed, here she is also signing the wiretap to get Donald Trump's, you know, Trump Tower tapped there without any really solid evidence to do so. So
I'm glad you brought that up, and I just want to mention your statistics on the rejections of FISA warrant applications right on the money. Started in 1979, the court itself, the FISA Surveillance Court, through 2015, they approved 38,169 FISA applications, rejected only 12 out of that number. So that's over a 36-year period. And you're also correct. And a lot of people are hanging their hats on some misinformation. FISA is national security. Article 3 courts, the federal courts, that is a criminal, side of things. So, having said that, and by the way, a sitting president can and may conduct surveillance on his own. All he has to do via FISA is file a certification with the Attorney General, and that is a lawful maneuver by congressional statute of the FISA procedure. So you're right. Wow. Yeah, and so and by the way, Clapper, DNI Clapper, had testified in front of Senator Ron Wyden back on March 12th of 2013, I believe, 2013 maybe? Anyway, he lied under oath with respect to you know, whether or not the surveillance was all-encompassing over all of the citizenry, and of course, Vault 7 has proved that otherwise. So, okay. Didn't mean to filibuster there, but I just want to pass that along.
No, it's a good pass along, especially with, you know, the revelation of Vault 7. We know, they've dumped their first part of that. They dumped it just, you know, Tuesday, March 2017. That's this year. And it's named Vault 7 by WikiLeaks, but, it's comprised of 8,761 documents and files from all over the CIA. And, you know, I've read through, not all the portions on it, but I've read through some of WikiLeaks' notes on it. Obviously, there's a lot to go through. But some of the things that they're doing are things that you warned about years ago. I know I've heard it on your channel. I warned about it years ago. I mean, everything from Samsung. I remember doing a report on Samsung TV watching their viewers, your smart TV there. And so I really feel like we're living out of the pages of George Orwell's book, 1984. And that's what I feel that we're at. I mean, especially with the release of the CIA information from WikiLeaks. I mean, this whole entire thing has really put in perspective what our government is doing and corrupt and, I believe, illegally on so many levels. But in that report, WikiLeaks specifically says this. It says the CIA has created, in effect, its own NSA. With even less accountability and without publicly answering the question as to whether such a massive budgetary spend on duplicating the capabilities of a rival agency could be justified, end quote. I mean, let's just mimic what the NSA is already doing, but have less oversight so we can have more monitoring over you, more surveillance over me, more, you know, have our hands in more things without having to answer it to people. And this is exactly what the CIA has done. And somebody or somebodies, many people need to be in jail over this. I mean, the amount of stuff that they are doing It's crazy. I mean, they're hacking into our iPhones, our Google Androids, our computers. You know, and Edward Snowden leaked a ton of this already. But here now we actually have the tangible documents as well. So it's just adding on to the pile of things that have already come out, but even blowing up even more, because now we don't just have one NSA department doing it. Now we've got two departments. And guess who's funding it? You and I.
Yeah, that's the sad part of it. We are, and we, yeah, and you know what? No one is going to stop. I'm convinced no one is going to stop paying taxes. You know, no one's going to stand up and say we're not going to do this anymore. We're just going to bend over and take it. And that's sadly that's.
And another interesting thing about the WikiLeaks CIA files is that they're saying only 1% or less than 1% of the documents have been released. And if that's true, there is going to be a lot of stuff that is coming out, and information that's coming out about what's going on. And you're right, you know, it makes all the people, you know, who, I was telling our tech Eric earlier, all the people who, you know, wallpapered their house and ceilings with aluminum foil don't seem so crazy now. But the dangers are more widespread than that. And James Comey today came out and made a interesting statement saying that the Americans don't have, there's no such thing as absolute privacy in America. And then he gave some examples, and then he, every time he said something, he backed it up with, well, a judge could get a warrant to get you to, or somebody else to say this, and put it in the context of a court hearing, or, you know, being done legally with warrants, where we know a lot of what's going on with the CIA and what was just released, they don't use warrants for this stuff.
And you pointed this out, Lisa. See, the CIA is out of control. NSA capabilities and department, essentially, by the CIA, which is, they've got no business, no charter. I mean, that's not part of their charter.
No, not at all. Here's a couple examples that I read, and I want to read them to the viewers out there, because this kind of stuff is scary, especially when, you know, you do what we do. Like, we know that, you know, assassination attempts happen on journalists. It's happened to journalists already. Michael Hastings, Breitbart, to name a few. And here is just in your face some of this stuff. And I'm going to read another quote from WikiLeaks. I think this one is important. But as of October 2014, the CIA also was looking at infecting the vehicle control system used by modern cars and trucks. The purpose of such a control is not specified, obviously, but it would permit the CIA to engage in nearly undetectable assassinations. Undetectable assassinations via your vehicle, via your modern cars, your trucks. And this is something that the CIA is already looking into, and I believe is doing, and this is back from 2014. Can you imagine the power, just to give an organization power like that? Here, let me hack into your car and kill you off because you said something I didn't want heard.
That's, yeah. And I truly believe, the more I look into things, especially the Michael Hastings situation, I know that he wanted to trade cars, I believe, with his girlfriend or somebody before that accident. And I guess that didn't happen, but nonetheless, yeah, you've got this capability. And that's why, yeah, well, there it is. It's no conspiracy theory. It's fact. And well, then people, you know, people will say, Lisa, that, oh, well, just because they had the capability didn't mean that they did it. Well, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, it's not to be put past them that they don't do
sure,
it.
Absolutely.
Because we know very evidently so that it does happen and is happening. Never at any time should they be given a remote control of that nature, to our smartphones, to our TVs, or God forbid, like our cars now. I mean, really? No one should have access or the capability to hack into your vehicle or my vehicle and take control of it. That's something we, should have control of. And, you know, they're so, and if we take into consideration, this is just in the first data dump. I mean, it even gets into, you know, again, the TVs, how they have a fake off mode where you believe it's off when it's really on, and it operates as that sort of bug recording conversations in your room. Same thing with your iPhones. Obviously, we've known this for some time, but now we have the tangible evidence. It's not only the NSA, it's the CIA, and they're doing whatever the hell they want. You know, our iPhones, they'll hack in our geolocation, our cameras, our microphones, and the whole nine yards. So it's as if we've just kicked our privacy out the door. And so there is nothing secret anymore. There is nothing hidden anymore. And, you know, to be a journalist in today's day and age, it's getting difficult. You know, I don't know if you've ever got, you know, death threats. I'm sure you do, but I have a couple times. Oh, somebody told me that they ordered the latest one, the wet works on somebody with the initial LH in this area, which so happened to be the area I was in, which I don't, you know, normally share publicly. So I'm like, good grief.
Welcome to the club. I mean, it's an elite club, by the way. Lisa, I want to just tell you this. The listeners out there, all right, folks, you got to understand, Lisa Haven is an intrepid, tough lady, okay? She can handle herself. But let me tell you, you know, you get death threats, and it's we get death threats. Lisa gets death threats. I mean, everyone, Hodges and others get death threats. And 99.9% of the time, they're just stupid. You know, no one's going to act on it. But man, you got to go through them and you got to assess whether or not they're, you know, but that sounds, Lisa, like, okay, you know, that sounds a little bit different. Go on. Tell us more, because we together, collectively and individually are doing this at a price.
Yes. Well, I'll ignore ones left and right because they have, like, you know, like you said, 99% of them and whatever. But the only reason this particular latest one stuck out to me was because they knew the location that I lived in, or lived in recently. I mean, I only moved, you know, a little bit ago. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird because I don't share that. I don't put it on a public outlet. And, you know, I have, there's more to it. So it's like that one kind of, you know, gave me the chills. I'm like, gosh, I don't even know, but it was more of a warning. Somebody told me that, they put the wet works out for somebody with the initials LH in this area. So it was just one of those things. And I looked at the guy's profile and he just seemed like, you know, someone who, you know, liked to go on trips and all that. He didn't seem like anything other than that, but it does get tough, you know, but at the same time, I guess, you know, well, I'm going to continue to get out the information that I need to get out. And, you know, some of those, you know, it's good to get out publicly in case anything ever does happen. You know, I guess.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you did. Is it still operative? I mean, this particular threat, if I can ask, or?
Well, I just got it a couple of days ago.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to do with it at this point. So I'm like, well, I'll just, you know, tell some people and I'm good to go, you know, I guess. But,
I got an email from someone who was reading some ignoramus's blog. You know, this, meaningless individual who sits behind a computer, does nothing but yap and complain about things. And they said, well, you know, if you got a death threat, then you should report it to the police. Yeah. Have you tried that? I mean, seriously, have you tried, you're on the radio and basically what the police, we don't do it anymore because they just say, well, what do you expect? What do you want us to do about it? Number one, what do you expect? They spoof the headers or, you know, if it comes via email, they spoof the headers and munch the headers or whatever you want to call it. And yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do. So it just amazes me. And by the way, harassment too. You know, when we speak out against the anti-homosexual agenda, we'll get used condoms in the mail. You speak out against, whatever agenda you get, or the abortion agenda, you get the, well, I won't get graphic, but you know, people don't understand what's behind, or the price, and there is a price that you pay for this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, there is. And it's good sometimes, you know, we have to stick together in that battle. And But there's, I think it brings some seriousness to what we do. I mean, we are delving through information, like with the WikiLeaks. Mainstream media won't touch the subject. And we have people who are trying to wake up on that other side because they're so brainwashed, they're so asleep, and they sit in front of that TV and they think everything CNN says or MSNBC or CBS says is kosher, and they take it like it's written part of the law, even though those same people say, yeah, I don't believe everything they say on the television is true, yet they really deep down kind of do. That's what I've noticed with people. I'm like, well, if you really think that they're lying to you, why do you believe now what they say and you know, put it as its truth? And I think it's just because, you know, there is that sense of, well, my bubble looks pretty good, and that's too much drama, too much stress, or whatever their reasoning behind that is, but it's hurting our country. When we have, you know, somebody decent sitting in office here who is attempting to make headway, and then we have, you know, coups being initiated by the former administration, that's not spoken about on any mainstream media site, but that's what I believe is going on. And there's all these attacks against Donald Trump, all these attacks against patriots, against, media for sure. And they've upped that like a lot. I've never seen the amount of attacks this year as I have any other year prior, and they increased towards the end of the year. And I think that's because Donald Trump got elected, and obviously he's got some nationalistic, patriotic views that they don't like. And he's, as far as I know, you know, against the New World Order and standing against the New World Order here. And so they don't like that. And now I don't think they really thought he could make it in, but he's there and they're mad because we helped get him there.
No, you're exactly right. They're very mad, and they are not backing down without a fight, and they're continuing to find new angles and ways to intensify their fight. Folks, we're talking with Lisa Haven on this segment of the Hagman Report. She's going to be with us until the end of this hour, so don't go anywhere. Again, folks, join on Global Star Radio Network or Blog Talk Radio, as our YouTube is down. We will put the archive of this up on YouTube later tonight or tomorrow, though. We'll be right back with Lisa Haven after this.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stain by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stain by Blood.
Our guest is Lisa Haven, Lisa Haven News, or LisaHaven.news, I'm sorry, LisaHaven.news. They're very popular, extremely popular on the internet, a truth teller, a truth seeker, truth teller, and of course, her wonderful companion Diesel. Gotta love the duo. And, we're dog people here. Lady of the studio dog's looking at me saying, well, what are you talking about here? Let me see a picture. Anyway, LisaHaven.news. That's
LisaHaven.news.net.
News. LisaHaven.news.
I thought I was okay. Right. Thank you. All right. There we go. Anyway, it's linked directly off of HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com is our primary site. And, of course, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which right now, we're not on it, but subscribe anyway. Lisa Haven again is telling us about right before the break she was talking about the issues that she's facing and these are serious issues. I did want to mention that I'm restarting or the Northeast Intelligence Network is a group of investigators restarting that infiltration of groups. I'm not going to get too detailed, but infiltration of groups Resist Fascism and these other seditious groups. Covert investigators volunteering their time to get the goods. And this initiative is going to be spelled out on my old website, which is coming back. That's HomelandSecurityUS.com. But having said that, during the break, Lisa and I were talking about the threats against her life. And I just want to mention real quick, I had and I mentioned this, I think might have mentioned this on air, but you know, you're sitting at home with your wife. Get a knock on the door, it's dark out, you look out and there's two guys in suits and they come in and they ask to talk to you and, yeah, okay, what's up? And they, put a couple of photographs down on your dining room table and they say, you know, see these two guys right here? You gotta be careful because you were talking about them in a recent broadcast, you wrote about them and they ain't too happy with you. And, one of the two happened to be the guy that beheaded his wife at Bridges Television Station. He's now serving life in prison. That's the reality. Oh, and by the way, as far as security is concerned, they just said, good luck with that. Good luck with that. We ain't going to help you, but good luck. Carry on. But Lisa, yes, so you're in that same position. In a way, right? You're in that, I mean, you're, so we ask everyone to pray for Lisa and certainly for her safety and for the safety of her and her family. But you must be over the target then.
Apparently, I've hit a few hot button lately, obviously, but, you know, a lot of what I do, I try to get, you know, they have a lot of documents you can get through the Freedom of Information Act. So I try to go through those bit by bit. I mean, and a lot of them are out there for the public now and you can go through them, but the government just doesn't expect you to read through it all, I guess. And so the bigger my channel gets, I guess the more things come out of the bandwagon there, as you know, and you're even bigger than, you know, me as far as radio and all that is concerned. You guys are amazing and I love everything about what you do. And so, you know, when I started, you know, back in 2013 is actually when I started doing this more hardcore versus just for like a personal thing, you know, because I kind of was interested in it all my life. But I'm just noticing the bigger you grow, the more the trolls, the more the attacks, the more that you get information and you have insight information from people. You meet other people who are doing certain things, and you just get more of the picture of the overall agenda of what they're really trying to do. And so when you know what's going on, you get this heart, and I know you guys have it, a passionate heart to just share the truth and get it out no matter where it lies and no matter what it is. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, okay, well, fine. You know, if God puts us in this position and, you know, I guess if it's your time, it's your time. God will take you home. Thankfully, we're going to a better place. But in the meantime, while we're here, I want to do everything I can to make it so my family can stay free, that they can have the freedom of religion, they can serve God if they want, that they're never forced to serve a false God like Allah or Buddha, you know? And so, or that they're forced to do something that they don't want to do, or to follow someone, or whatever the case may be, because freedom isn't free. Freedom must be fought for.
You know, that is so well. In fact, we are going to take what you just said and make that a sound clip, because I think that you said it all right there. We are looking to do this not for ourselves, but for our children, so they don't have to grow up in an oppressive, more oppressive environment, that we can break the bonds of the chains of bondage that we're about to, that, you know, hey, it, they're here already, but at least we can mitigate that and even perhaps destroy some of those chains. And that's what, exactly what you're doing for your children and their children, should that be the case. And God bless you for that. Wow. And you're right. You know, when it's our time, it's our time. And that's the way I look at it too. You know, we all look at it that way. And I think that God does afford us a hedge of protection, as long as we have our heads in the right place and are doing it for the right reasons, and not being not trying to do this just to do it, but to do it for a reason or for a purpose, like you had stated.
Absolutely. 100% I agree. And, you know, and that's kind of why we do it. We're here. We're doing what God wants us to do, what we feel God called us to do. And at the same time, keeping our country free and getting information out. Because look, if truth be told, this corruption has gone on way too long. People in America know it, and they're fed up and sick and tired of it. And now we have this battle within the government going on. We have, you know, the good side of the government. I believe there's good in there, and also the corrupt side. And to a point, we have a chunk more of the corrupt side, because absolute power corrupts absolutely, you know, and that's what some of the levels are within the government. And, you know, if they don't answer to God, then there isn't that, I guess, that moral nature there for some of them. And some of them are blatantly Satanists, and they do these spirit cooking rituals like we saw. I mean, God's allowing all this stuff to come out, and it's just sickening. I mean, we're seeing stuff from DynCorp, which Hillary Clinton had funds from DynCorp, their parent company, Cerberus or something like that, who bought them a couple, what was it, 20, ooh, gosh, I don't remember the year, 2010, 2014, one of those two. That's a big gap. But needless to say, they funneled money to Hillary Clinton, to, I think it was, Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan. You know, and this DynCorp organization, we know back in 1999 and 2009 and 2005 all had dealings with, you know, raping and, doing these, like they had a 12-year-old, I think it was an Arabic boy do this dance, and, you know, and there's pedophile rings that have been busted within this organization, but that's coming out. There's even cases against that, not to mention Pedogate. All that's coming out. And so we have these things that are being brought to the surface that haven't been brought to the surface before, that are purely sick, pedo, spirit cooking, all of that. And then in the WikiLeaks emails, we can see, you know, hey, let's spend $65,000 on, what is it, hot dogs? Yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
Exactly.
That's not going to hot dogs, Obama. We know that. And so I think we're at that time where God is just revealing all of that. And so we're seeing the corruption on massive levels, and now we've got a fight on our hands. And, you know, I think a spiritual battle for sure, but also, you know, sort of a physical one in that now that the globalists are seeing all their dirt exposed, Obama's seen it exposed, they're going to the level of painting their opposition as either A, doing the things that they're actually doing, which we know is one of the tactics of the enemy, and B, painting things that aren't even a problem, like the whole Russian thing. They're pulling this out of their rear end, starting, you know, fires out of nails, if you will, because there's nothing that should be, you know, to call Donald Trump a Russian, to call you and I Russian agents, or that we're spitting out Russian propaganda. There's no grounds to that.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. And there's no evidence that had to be provided. They're just saying,
right.
Oh, use CNN and MSNBC and claim it as such, and they'll just believe us. And unfortunately, they're preying on the ignorance of the public, and that's why what we do is so important.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I think proper not through the Washington Post named you as a agent of the Russians, I believe. I'm going back in memory here. This goes back a couple of months, which is just incredible. But yeah, the current narrative of this Russian alleged interference with the elections, that narrative is dying hard. It's being mangled in the media. And of course, tonight at 9 o'clock, Rachel Maddow, that mad cow lesbian dyke that's on MSNBC is going to be, did I just say that? She's going to have this big expose that's going to reveal the level of coordination between Trump and Russia, which is just absurd.
I see Eric didn't get the bleep button working.
You know what? I got to put a dollar in the bad word jar every time I do that. So
yeah, that thing should be full.
Anyway, yeah, but you mentioned DynCorp, and I think people don't understand that DynCorp was created at the same year, at the same time the CIA was created, and it's been around forever. But it's a proprietary corporation that manages and trains U.S. peacekeepers, and they're big on policing actions. And of course, they've got the rat lines for human and drug trafficking, and into USAID, viruses, vaccines, trafficking, and harvesting. So you're hitting some really important points that people are not getting the full scope through the media at all. Even the most intrepid of the journalists that are on the fringe of the corporate media are not even touching this. So, yeah. Mm. All right.
Well, I mean, I think that's why people are turning more and more to alternative media. They know the mainstream media, they didn't touch DynCorp when all that scandal happened, not a word. Pizzagate was obviously, they didn't talk anything about the emails, nothing. And the one that did, Ben Swan, we know he got a big old spanking from CBS, and he had his pages taken off temporarily. You know, he was off, and all of a sudden he comes back on air, what, a couple weeks after that? I mean, give me a break.
Let me ask you, Lisa, have you been censored? Because you've talked about Pizzagate, you've talked about Pedigate, you've talked about all these issues. Have you been censored on, because I've noticed, in fact, I put up a couple of postings that never appeared on Facebook, and they were directly about Pizzagate. And I was doing a kind of a test. The keyword, I mean, it won't even show up. It'll just, it's blitzed. So have you been censored?
Well, if I use the word Pizzagate, yes. So in my title, you can't put it in your title. You can't put it in your taglines. None of that. And now they even have the audio where they'll, you know, hear it in the terms. But when I use it on my show, I'll say, you know, P-P-Gate, you know, kind of, or something. I mean, because it won't set it off. It won't set the analytics off. So it works that way, unfortunately. But it's unfortunate, but that's really what you have to do. I know I was using as a tagline in my YouTube channel in the month of January, for whatever reason, I started using government corruption pretty much in all of my videos and all of my taglines. Well, they started dinging that word. And so all my videos were like going down because of the one tag word, and they were getting censored.
Yep.
So now instead of using like government corruption, I stay away from that word in the tag. It's unfortunate, but that's what we're dealing. I mean, we're dealing with half of a robot and half Google Analytics, but they're purposefully targeting, you know, conservative, Christian, patriots, anyone who loves America, loves their country. That's what they're targeting. So I'll throw in their flowers and makeup and socks to throw off Google Analytics. So if you read some of my taglines now, it's got crazy words in there, but it's working. And so now I've kind of gone around what the analytics are doing, but that's what you have to do anymore. And it's sad and it's sick. And I'm really praying that Donald Trump does something about it soon here, because I don't know what the future looks like, and we're going to be in some deep trouble. And, you know, it does worry me a little bit. I know he talks about the mainstream media and, you know, let's, you know, do this and the, what is it, the LIBA, how do you say that, the LIBA laws or?
LIBA laws. That,
yeah. And so, I mean, I guess we have to be really careful for those, because if we get somebody like Obama in the future, those can turn around and bite us in the rear end if, you know, so I guess we just have to be careful, because we always need freedom of media and we always need the freedom of our speech, and that falls under the media line. And so, you know, I just,
and Lisa, let me tell you, there are people out there that are just frothing, to engage in lawfare. And I spoke to the Oath Keepers about this and some others. It's, and trust me when I tell you that, it takes this broadcasting to a whole nother level when you are, you know, hit with a when you are handed a subpoena or legal documents, and I'm speaking from experience, and of course that immediately slaps a gag order on you, so I can't even talk about that. But I guess the bottom line here is the attempt or the objective here is not to necessarily win in a court of law with respect to lawfare, but make you bleed money like there is no tomorrow. And
if
trust
you have an outlet
me,
that
tell you.
It would be most efficient for them to take you with litigation.
Yeah.
They would do that. But, and one other thing I've noticed about
the pivot,
Pedogate.
Joe. Thank you. Nice pivot.
The Pedogate investigations with people who only have YouTube channels or Twitter feeds, or, you know, maybe they only do the YouTube videos or Twitter and Facebook, versus having people who've had shows or have been doing YouTube since before this. They seem to only go after the people that have, or mostly of the people who have popped up because of the Pizzagate investigation. Then you see them censoring their Twitter accounts, banning their YouTube videos, erasing the content from their YouTube videos, demonetizing their account. But it seems like,
well, how do you explain Alex Jones then? I mean,
I don't think that was related. I really don't.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, no, I mean, sorry, my dog.
That's all right. Put Diesel
on.
What
see, to say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Diesel's, he's upset too. I don't blame him.
He has a talk.
I love it. You know, lady of the studio. Oh, that perked up lady. I wish we had the cameras on in the studio. That perked up lady. She's over here looking at the speaker.
Yeah, our studio dog lady is very sensitive. If you have an animal on a commercial on the TV, she'll come and bark at it.
Oh. They wanted to talk too.
No, you know what? I'm right there with Diesel. Yeah, let's do it.
They see a deer. That's what it is. There's a deer behind me.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty picture right now because you can see it technically.
Go get him, Diesel.
Go get him. Like, hold on. Let me put him out.
Okay. All right. It's kind of funny, folks. Our lady, the studio dog, is enamored by the monitors, and she'll sit and watch the monitor and actually sit and watch television. Fox News.
She's waiting for the animals, the commercials with animals, though.
And she watches Animal Planet, like, religiously.
Yeah, she knows when there's an animal on there. She gets up in the TV and barks and scratches at the screen and weird animals.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry about that, but yeah, it would be so pretty right now. It's just staring at me behind me. They went crazy. The little deer.
I love it. You know, and it's, isn't it neat? I just about everybody that comes on our show has got a dog or two. And, it's really kind of a neat thing. And the dogs are great. So.
And they are great, but.
Diesel is welcome anytime, but go on. Go ahead and continue.
I know he likes to pop in on my channel. But as far as Petey is concerned, you know, it's, I guess we do have to be careful, like you said, because there, I think the owner of, you know, the pizza place there, he is actually suing for, you know, defamation on his person, saying, well, this story isn't true and it's caused me harm because somebody came in here with a gun or whatever. So now he is actually going after people, which, it, you know, that's, and I guess, you know, that's the way they're going to do it through court. So, you know, you do have to be careful. But here's the thing, you know, it's not just in one area. I think, you know, there's pizza rings all over, and we can't just count, you know, like DynCorp, like we talked about that, they're in the Vatican. We know the whole sex scandals that went on there. But when you start hitting on these button areas of the globalists, they get ticked. And, you know, so we get attacked even more. I think the sue possibility obviously goes way up. And that's why, to a point, you know, like you said, we have to be careful, but at the same time, get the truth out.
And you know, exactly. And it's just, I just see lawfare and in this very narrow topic of lawfare by itself, I see this as a very effective weapon to the, number one, it's frightening to people because, you know, people get served with legal papers, for example. It's not something that happens every day. And if they're getting sued, for example, it takes it to an entirely different level. Even if it's without merit, you have to hire an attorney. Try to hire an attorney under 10 grand retainer. Ain't possible. And then even if it has no merit whatsoever, you still have to fight it until it dies its natural death. And that could take years. I can guarantee you it takes years. And in the end, so any misstep, it's just horrendous. And that, and the targets are on your back, Lisa, our backs, and everyone in the independent media. Now that, however, we don't have the license to go out and say, well, so and so is a pedophile without proof. And we don't do that. I've never heard you say, or anyone say, responsible, say that this particular store, pizza shop, whatever, is the center of child trafficking or whatever it might be. I've never heard that.
And I've never said that.
No, of course.
And I leave that for the investigators to investigate and discover. You know, but do we know the stuff is going on? Yeah, it's going on all over, you know, in different outlets, you know, so that's, and we can't take our eyes off of that as well, but there's a lot of things and, you know, as far as that's concerned, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, I certainly didn't mean to take you off your stride. This is kind of like a, folks, this would be like a conversation we'd have, you know, off air, but, and sometimes some of those conversations are the best. Getting to know Lisa Haven and the stuff that she's working on. What are you working on right now? We've got about 6 minutes before the, before the end. I mean, you covered, Loretta Lynch mob, and, you know, what she's trying to do. Well, let me end with this question, or at least toss this out there. Are we looking at a all out fighting, shooting civil war coming up here? Do you think?
I hope not. You know, I think if they attempt to do something with Donald Trump, say if they make him, if they attempt to impeach him, or if they pin some false stuff on him with Russia, or who knows, I think then that a lot of Americans are going to get upset. And I don't know what we could be looking at. I think, you know, maybe some protests for sure, riots, civil war. I have no idea, you know, what the future holds. But right now, at this time, I think, you know, I think we're okay. But if they do something or assassinate Donald Trump, God forbid, then we could be looking at something of that nature. But time will really ultimately tell if that ever plays out or not. You know, there's no way to say. I pray and hope that it doesn't, and it could just end in, you know, protests and riots. who knows? But if something were to happen to Donald Trump, I think people would wake up even more and say, oh, no, this is, you know, kind of see, I guess, the real battle that we're faced with on some level. I mean, what do you think?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, we think my dad seems to think the Civil War is more of a possibility than I do. But I agree. I think we're going to continue to see, you know, protest against Trump, the protest against Trump supporters, the undermining of our government and our republic by former Obama officials. You got, you know, Obama and Valerie Jarrett living in a mansion in D.C. together, and they've been working in their own stated words to get Donald Trump impeached or removed from office, you know, under some sort of scandal that they're creating. And they don't hide that fact. And when you have at least a third of the population that believes the delusional lies that the mainstream media spills and continues to feed into their emotions, specifically, you know, creating lies to foment anger and hate, it is inevitable to some degree. We're already in a soft civil war now.
Exactly. Lisa, we got about a minute left. And please, tell our audience how they could follow you. I think most do. How they can follow and help you, support you, whatever.
Absolutely. I'm on the website, www.lisahaven.news. Also, my biggest channel is obviously my YouTube channel out there. If you just plug in Lisa Haven on YouTube, I'll pop right up. You guys can follow me on that as well.
Super. And you're better looking than us, so, you know, that's why you, it's a lot nicer to look at you and Diesel than us, that's for sure. But I want to thank you so much for your gift of time and for taking your time out and just having a casual conversation, kind of a kitchen table conversation here about things. And I think that people got a lot out of this, and it's kind of getting to know you a little bit more, and it's nice. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
All right. God bless. And you stay safe, by the way.
You, too.
All right.
LisaHaven.news is the website. Lisa Haven on YouTube is a fantastic interview. When we come back, Rashard Gibson will be our guest. And in hour number three, we have Justin Peters from Justin Peters Ministries that's going to be joining us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on this Wednesday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Stay tuned.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right, you need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Perhaps you're a business out there, a small business. Would you like to extend the reach of your business? I bet you would. Would you like to have the same opportunities as companies such as Omaha Steaks, Pro Flowers, and Casper Mattress? Some of the bigger companies out there, would you like to have that same power? Advertise on our program. Go to HagmanandHagman.com or send an email to opportunities@HagmanandHagman.com. If you go to HagmanReport.com and HagmanandHagman.com, there's a link where you can, it's a big red box. You'll see it. Click on that link and go ahead and read the benefits we have created for you. I think it's a fabulous opportunity.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.